Hey guys, in today's episode, we're going to talk about defining yourself as a trader and how it might be required at first, how being able to break out of that can be very beneficial for your future. This is where the labeling thing gets weird, but I don't really believe in labels, right? Kind of like the world this day, right? Where you don't have to be labeled, right? We don't want to be labeled men, women, what's the other one? Gender neutral or whatever it's called, right? We don't believe in labels or whatever like that. Maybe we do believe in labels. That we don't believe in labels, so we're creating more labels to label us being non-labeled. Gender fluid. It's weird, right? We don't want to be labeled, but then we have to create labels to explain that we're not labeled, which gives us a label. Even further, a label is a funny word, right? Label. That's just a funny word to say. Label. If you say it too many times. Label, 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 right? It's weird. But anyway, so what you're doing in this situation is you're still a trend continuation trader, but you're also a counter trend trader at the same time. Now, how can that be? Well, you're counter trend because you're trading a pullback, right? You're trading a bullish pullback in what is not yet a bearish trend, but is kind of obviously a bearish trend. But on a lower time frame, you're using a trend continuation method, right? A pullback method to trade a short-term trend. So you're trading a short-term bullish trend, which is really an outside return of a longer-term potential bearish trend. And this is why I don't believe in labels, because that can get people confused, right? Well, I'm a trend trader, but which is the trend? Well, the answer is they're both the trend, right? Because trends happen on all different time frames, right? Fractals, right? Trends within trends within trends. There is no true trend. There is a daily trend. There is a different 4-hour trend within the daily trend. There's a different hourly trend within the 4-hour trend. There's a different 5-minute trend within that trend, right? They're all trends. There's no overall trend because you can always just go a time frame up. But this would be a way to handle it where you give yourself the ability to be to take a trend trading type of approach to trade the micro trends within the macro trends. I think that's how we labeled it in Foundation 2. The micro trends and macro trends, if I believe correctly. And when you do this, it gives you opportunities to trade it both ways, right? So you can look for this micro trend up into this level. Once you get into this level, right, you're probably no longer interested in trading it higher because this is where you anticipated price going to. Now, all of a sudden, you can switch back and still be a trend trader, but trade it in the bigger direction. Now, again, that takes, however, revisiting a little bit of your philosophy, right? You're no longer, I don't think you can label yourself as a trend continuation trader. I don't know what the name would be. I don't think you need a name, right? Again, I don't think, why do we create labels? Just so other people, to appease other people, right? I don't know if you guys heard that podcast I did I didn't do it with her, but I watched a video by Angela Myers, the lady I said that I train with, and who knows how, she did a video on like, why do you care about my age or my ethnicity, right? And I showed you guys the picture, remember? And I was like, what is she? Black, white, Hispanic, mix, and no one knew. How old is she, right? 25, 55? No one knew. And she did a whole thing about, well, we only have these things to put us in the box so people can make their opinion on us, right? Right? Why does my age matter to you? So you can basically take your assumptions of what a 40-year-old is supposed to be and put me in that box. Well, why does my ethnicity matter to you? So you can say like, oh, Hispanic people, you can put me in that box of what your thoughts are, right? Why do we need to label ourselves as trend traders? Is it actually for us? if you think about it, it's really not. It's the only reason we label stuff is so that we can explain it to others. I fought this very hardly when I first got involved in the Forex market, right? I was ashamed to tell people I was a Forex trader. Did you guys know that? Why do you think I was ashamed to tell people I was a Forex trader? Because nobody knows what Forex is. I didn't know what Forex was. Again, my first story is I thought I'd be taking duffel bags of money to the airport each day. I started shaving my beard, so I didn't, speaking of boxes, yeah, I started shaving my beard, so I didn't fit any of those boxes of could-be terrorists, right? I got an Arabic middle name, Latif, right? That doesn't go well in the airports for me, trust me. Trial and error has taught me that. I no longer put, except for international flights, because you have to, I no longer put middle name on my ticket. Because every time I put my middle name on my ticket, guess who gets randomly selected? This guy, right? But every time I don't, I'm cool. It's funny how that happens, right? Coincidence? I've traveled enough to understand. Not really. I was afraid to tell people I was a Forex trader because I was afraid that they wouldn't understand what it meant. So I'd always say, I do like stock investing, but like in a different market, because I know people understood what stocks were, right? And I was worried so much about what other people thought and less about what I was actually doing. And eventually, same thing with when we impulse legs and anchor legs is a great example, right? I can care less about the difference between the two. It doesn't matter. But we labeled them for what? So I don't think we necessarily need to be labeled trend traders or counter trend traders because there really is no such thing as a trend. There's really no such thing as counter trend, right? Now you can take trend trading approaches, right? Like a trend trading approach would be like a pullback trade, for example, right? The market has moved in a specific direction. Now it's pulling back and you're looking to get into an entry in that intended direction. That's a pullback trade. That's like a trend trading approach. A counter trend approach would be like a double bottom or a double top, right? A reversal where price gets to a certain level and you're banking on it reversing in the opposite direction. A breakout is like a trend trading approach. It's breaking out in a certain direction. But within all those things, right? Pullback, breakout, reversal, you can do that in either direction, right? Right. If we come back to this level of previous structure turn or a support turn to resistance and we get a double top, that's a reversal trade, right? A double top at previous structure, that's a reversal trade. But this is a reversal trade within a pullback, which puts us with the trend. So am I counter trend or trend continuation here? You see, it doesn't like... I'm taking a counter trend entry approach to involve myself in a continuation trade. I'm both, yeah. So I don't think it doesn't matter. But that's something that is not always easy to get over with because then you don't have an identity. And if you don't have an identity, you can be very lost as a trader. So I think that does take some time to discover your trading identity. When people ask what type of trader I am and what, you know, I hate the question, Akil, what strategies do you trade? I'm like, I don't really trade a strategy. Like, I'm just a price action trader. I'm a price action trader whose philosophy stems around the power of support and resistance. Now, I'm more counter trend based than continuation based, and that has to do with how I take targets, right? I shoot for first signs of dangers, and I don't bank on extensions and long continuations, so I'm more counter trend based. But I can take trades in both directions. And I think that's how you want to think about this situation, where instead of waiting to label, put yourself in a position where you can take trades in either direction. You understand what the overall trend is. You understand the path of least resistance, and that's going to have a significant impact on how and where you take targets and maybe even entries. But you still have the ability to take the moves within the moves. And that's going to allow you to find opportunities in those two-year periods of consolidation where you're waiting for a specific thing to happen. Does that make sense? Does that help you out at all? Again, it's not necessarily easy. And it's not putting the rules that we teach you. It's not saying those rules are pointless. I still think those rules are very valuable. But that's like what we always talk about with trading, right? As trading, eventually, it's like, you know, again, in a professional athlete, as you get more experience, you tend to bend the rules. You have more freedom where, hey, I no longer need a technical trend to trade in that direction. Maybe it brings confirmation. Maybe it allows me to be more aggressive with entries or targets or something like that. But I have the ability to do other things, fully understanding what the overall situation is, fully understanding the risk and the reward of it. So that's my opinion on it. Greg says, I did not know there was a difference between trend continuation and trend following. Again, that's just a label. There is none. That's another stupid label that we've created. We're so stupid. The only reason we created it is a way to explain, right? And the way that I trade, right, I don't take extensions with my first target. I'm not a trend following trader. I'm not someone that looks to follow the trend, right? I take targets at a retest of previous structure. Secondary targets can be an extension if I project that price is likely to go there. But we created that label. We created that label because people would ask the question, what are you doing, Akil? I'm like, well, I'm involving myself in the trend, yes. But I'm not shooting for the trend to kind of extend. So like I'm trend, like, I wish I could just, and this is if I wasn't a teacher, I wouldn't care about any of this BS, right? But like you said, I got labels allow us to navigate the chaos. We need something to explain to you guys what we're doing. But if I wasn't teaching, who cares? I'm trading in the direction of the trend, but I'm not looking for an extension with initial targets. But because there's different ways where you can shoot for extensions for different targets, we had to differentiate the names and say, well, this one's trend continuation, but this one's trend following. In reality, it's the same damn thing, just different. One trader's taking targets at a higher level, one trader's taking targets at a lower level. We could have easily just said, maybe we should have said, aggressive trend following versus conservative trend following. I don't know. It's stupid. But you're right. We do need labels. And I've mentioned this before, right? We need labels to navigate the chaos. Because as a newer trader learning, if you didn't have labels for anything, how could you ever know what we're teaching? And especially, how can you ever practically apply it? How can you take what's being taught in the courses and then see us do it live and have it make sense? You couldn't. So I understand the purpose. I don't like it. I don't dislike it. But there is a purpose. You have to have labels. You have to. If you're going to teach and relay information, because if not, no one's ever going to get it. So I understand it. I get it. Doesn't mean I have to like it, right? It's kind of like, hold on. Kind of like when my wife asks me to do stuff and I do it anyway. I don't like it, but I got to do it. I got to admit, I don't hear her. I think she's gone. Yeah. When my wife asks me to do stuff, I say no, put my foot down. Yes, honey. Right? What'd you say? Oh, wow. But hopefully that makes sense. Does that make sense, guys? I think this is the best way to handle it. Is if you want to, either deal with the long stretches between opportunities or look to be a, quote, trend trader, but give yourself the ability to take the micro trends as well, and not just the macro trends. Anybody else got any advice over there? That was Bobby's answer, I think. I just stole it from him and made it sound better. Bobby stole it from me. Okay, then I'm stealing it back. If you steal something back, is it stealing? That's another good question. I'll go in my book of 50 random questions from Akhil. If you steal something that was stolen from you, is it still thievery? There we go. Title of the book. Things that make you go, It'll be like the predictably irrational book, which makes your brain get weird. We says, I guess it's our language and that's how we think. We need vocab to describe something. Even saying we are not X, we are doing something like Y is still a label. It's just not fixated in a way of thinking. Yeah, it's I mean, words need definitions. It's the only way we can actually explain what we're doing. I get it. I do get it. I guess my point is, like, when it comes to trading and teaching different, when it comes to trading, I think the more experience you get, I think you realize that although you to explain stuff, you need to label what you're doing. I think we need to understand that the label is it's a box with many doors. It's not a cage. It's not a jail cell, right? A label doesn't have to confine us to being a very specific way. We have the ability to kind of mold that box to what we want it to be. Whether we decide to keep it within that label or change the name of the label, I don't think we need to constrict ourselves. And this is a perfect example where it's like, Akhil, I can't trade because we technically didn't have this. And if we didn't have that, I can't technically be a trend following trader. And that's what I want to be. And I think we need to have the ability to kind of bend that box and say, okay, I can still be a trend following trader. I just have to do it in slightly a different way. And it still falls under the same principles, but maybe it's not as strict and rigid as what I initially thought. And hopefully these Q&A sessions, these gives different ideas where it's like, oh, I can do this. Where before, everything I heard, trend following, trend continuation, it has to be this, it has to be that. And now you're realizing, wait a minute, I can kind of make this my own. Because that's what trading is, right? Trading is your clay, it's your putty. You don't have to trade a very specific way, right? You can take trading, and this is, you know, we talk about rules and stuff. You can take trading and make it your own. You can mold it where, hey, Bobby is a trend trader with a structure bias. So he trades trends, but he only does it at structure. Or Greg is a trend trader with a Fibonacci bias and he molds it so he only does it at certain Fibonacci levels. Or you're a counter trend trader, but you only take counter trend trades at major levels of support and resistance versus the counter trend trader that only takes double bottoms at minor levels, right? You can mold it to fit not just your lifestyle. We always talk about that, right? Fit trading around your lifestyle, not vice versa. But you can fit trading to be what you want. You are a trend continuation trader that is allowed to take minor trends, which may be considered pullbacks on higher time frames, right? You're a trend continuation trader that doesn't shoot for extensions, only retest of previous structure. You're a trend continuation trader that only shoots for extensions and never shoots for pullbacks at previous structure, right? You can fit inside that box of whatever you want to be, price action, mechanical, systems, you know, who cares? But you can mold it to be exactly what you want to get out of the market. And I guess the point I want to get across is that ability to mold. You're not constricted. And there are many teachers out there, and I've heard from you guys, because a lot of you guys have come from other educational places where you've spoken to teachers, and they're like, you have to do it this way, X, Y, Z, right? My mentor was like that. Jason Stapleton was like that. It was, this is the way, this is the only way, you do it that way because it works. And I just don't think that's true. And I won him over with that eventually. But I also get where he was coming from, right? He's ex-military, right? New members need structure. New traders need structure, right? You can't necessarily give a brand new trader freedom because, you know, that's what got him in the trouble in the first place. So you have to earn your freedom in a sense. But earning that freedom is going through the courses. There's a reason in the courses we take you through some very strict protocols. We have strict rules for stuff to give you that structure. But then as you practically apply it, as you talk to traders on the platform, right? If you ever sat in accountability sessions, just ask traders what they're doing in the live room, then you start to see, and this question is a perfect example, then you start to see how you can take those strict rules and kind of loosen them up while still putting them in a rules-based cage. So It's cool. It's very cool. But yeah, you have that flexibility. Create your own path. Yep. Good stuff. Anything else for today?
That's it.
I'm glad we did it in this order. That ended up being very nice. Greg's question about the cipher, that rolled right into Nikki's questions about the specific cipher scenarios. We had a little thing about spread, made me hungry for peanut butter and jelly. And we got into this question. This was a really good one. This is one of my favorite ones. This was a question that sparked the Foundation 2 course because we realized we never talked about it. Naomi was bugging me and freaking out. And it sparked something cool. Hey, Akil here once again. Want to give a big shout out to you guys for sitting through the entire episode. Thank you for the support. If you want to show your support even more, do me a favor, leave me a rating and a review. That's the best way you can support the show. Also, if you want to see more technical analysis, I know we talked about it a little bit in this podcast, but you couldn't actually see it, make sure you subscribe to my weekly trading video on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/AkilStokes or enter Akil Stokes in the little search deal and you'll find my channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way you don't miss each weekly episode.